Well, shit, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Malsik and Deal. Zelensky accepts US proposal for 30-day ceasefire, Trump to speak with Putin. Syria moves toward federalism under the guise of decentralization in East Euphrates and Suda agreements. Washington and Tel Aviv link prisoner release to negotiated withdrawal, the political editor wrote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has yielded to the will of US President Donald Trump following the fall from grace he endured 2 weeks ago, which culminated in his public dismissal from the White House. After agreeing to the metals deal Trump demanded and declaring his readiness to work under Trump's leadership, Zelensky announced in Jeddah following US-Ukrainian negotiations Ukraine's acceptance of a US proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. The agreement includes a prisoner exchange between both sides and the launch of negotiations to reach a final settlement, addressing the core issues of the conflict and ensuring an end to the war. Following Ukraine's announcement, Trump stated that he would inform Russian President Vladimir Putin of the development, expressing confidence in reaching an understanding with him. In Syria, rapid developments within 24 hours have clarified the country's trajectory toward federalism, albeit under the softened term decentralization. This shift signals the defeat of the faction led by the new head of state, Ahmad al-Sharr, in the aftermath of the coastal massacres. Sharr had repeatedly asserted his commitment to Syria's unity by re-establishing full military control over its national territory. However, it has now become clear that the agreements he signed with the Syrian Democratic Forces and the proposal he presented to leaders and notable figures from Suda acknowledge the preservation of independent military and security structures in eastern and southern Syria. These agreements limit Damascus's authority to raise the Ministry of Defense flag over these regions. Meanwhile, last night, Israel's Channel 12 reported that Israeli military would assume direct military oversight over Quneitra, Daraa, and Suda, an area totaling 10,480 square kilometers. Some observers interpret this as a message concerning the security arrangements and those who will govern them in Suda, following reports of an imminent agreement between Damascus and Suda. In Lebanon, 5 prisoners held by the Israeli military regained their freedom as a result of the ceasefire monitoring committee's deliberations, more than 100 days after the ceasefire agreement was reached. Notably, American and Israeli statements framed the prisoner release as part of a broader agreement to initiate negotiations linking the fate of occupied areas inside the Blue Line, which Israel withdrew from in 2000 and is required to evacuate under Resolution 1701 and the ceasefire agreement, to the fate of areas beyond the Blue Line. Lebanon considers these areas part of its internationally recognized borders since 2000, and both the Resolution 1701 and the ceasefire agreement stipulate that disputes over them should be resolved only after Israel withdraws behind the Blue Line. This development effectively extends Israel's occupation over the 5 contested hills inside the Blue Line until an agreement is reached that guarantees security for Israeli military, as stated by the Office of the Israeli Prime Minister, a familiar Israeli pretext for demanding a peace agreement and normalization.